The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Aloha and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, and we invite you to listen to us all 2 hours long to make your weekend strong. Welcome to the program. As we do it each and every week at this time, if you're a new listener, we welcome you. And for all of our longtime listeners, thank you for your loyalty and support and participation in this show, which we do every week for you and your health. And we offer you the latest in medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. And if you miss any part of the morning show, we always broadcast it in the evening for our rebroadcast at 9 p.m. So all you have to remember is 9 o'clock on Saturday, you will be healthier. We do make this guarantee. You will be healthier at 11 o'clock than you were at 9 o'clock if it's a Saturday, and it's either 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. So you'll get either a double dose of good health information in the evening for Saturday night healthy, or if you miss any part of the morning show, you can always make it up in the evening. And of course, all of our shows our podcast on our website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. In this hour of the program, less meat goes mainstream. You know, options grow for plant-based eating. We'll have Dr. Michael Clapper, a medical physician who has, for the last 30 or 40 years, helped thousands of people to their path to better health and helping them to enjoy a higher level of health. And he's now embarking on a new mission, and that is traveling to medical schools. I think there's 125 or so medical schools, and actually there's more now. That was a statistic from a decade or so ago. But anyway, he's embarking on this mission to help awakening young health professionals, doctors in training, to the key role that their patients' diet as a possible cause and potential cure of chronic disease. How about that? What a concept. But anyway, Dr. Michael Clapper will be with us just a few short radio minutes after a few announcements and the Health Hotline news. You know, it's interesting that millennials really lead the way in plant-based eating. 70% of, well, here's a couple stats for you. This is from Global Data, a data and analytics company. They say that 70% of the world's population is either reducing meat consumption or leaving meat off the table altogether. And millennials are at the forefront of that, people in their 20s and 30s. But there has been a 600% increase also in people going vegan domestically. And big companies like Nestle and many others, all the big boys are getting into the act with plant-based milks and, you know, plant-based burgers, the veggie burger type products. I remember I was friends with Paul Winter, who originally developed Garden Burgers, and he kind of was the pioneer of that segment of the market or that category. And now there's dozens of different hamburger-based alternatives in the frozen food section and deli sections of your supermarket, so you don't necessarily have to eat meat. But we'll tell you some of the health advantages and benefits of eating more plants, or as I like to say, eat a few less eggs, a few more eggplants. And anyway, Dr. Michael Clapper will be with us in just a few minutes, and let's get on with some announcements and then on to our our newscast for you lucky Leeward Oahu listeners. Today is the grand opening of the newest Down to Earth, and they actually relocated their store in Pearl Ridge. Now it is next to the old Toys R Us Center. It's a standalone store, 13,000 square feet, two levels. Is the newest of the new down-to-earth stores. You know, just a few months ago, in the spring of this year, Down-to-Earth Kaka'ako opened as their grand opening on Keawe Street there in Kaka'ako, and that's going really well. But this is their newest for Leeward listeners and Leeward residents. So check them out at Pearl Ridge today. There's all kinds of demos and samples going on. In fact, Natural Factors, one of our sponsors, is featuring their Whole Earth and Sea greens drinks, also chewable samples of ginger chews, which I love, and chewable vitamin C's. And there'll be all kinds of free samples there and specials at the new Down to Earth Pearl Ridge next to the old Toys R Us. It's can't miss it. It's a big, big store. All right, let's go now to see if our next guests are awake. They're the publishers of Natural Awakening Magazine, the premier health magazine here in Hawaii, and we'd like to welcome them to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Becky and Bud. How the health are you? Are you there, Becky and Bud? Hello?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Here we are. We flipped the right switch here.
I heard a little static, and then you were gone.
Oh, okay. All right. Here I am. Back with you. Can't get rid of me. Hey, here you're... you are, of course, the publishers. Hi, Bud, by the way, and if you're there as well. And we want to thank you for awakening. First of all, I just want to thank you for awakening all of us to all the valuable information you have had printed and distributed over the last 12 months for all the issues, the monthly issues of Natural Awakenings magazine, which is Hawaii's go-to wellness magazine. So thank you so much to both of you. I know you've done it for 4 years, and you're bowing out. We're so sad to see you leaving the islands and turning over the reins to someone else. I know that that's in the works. But tell us about some of the articles in the December issue. One that caught my eye is the one on knees, avoiding treating knee injuries, which I'm a lifelong runner, so of course that piqued my interest. But tell us about some of the other articles in this issue of Natural Awakenings.
Well, the knee one is very personal to me because I ended up having to have meniscus surgery this past year. Uh-huh. And I actually went to Elam Sports for my physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And we work really closely with them in terms of articles that we put into the magazine about keeping your joints and your ligaments and everything healthy. They've been very, very cooperative. And then the article right next to that is about amalgam fillings. I know people of our age particularly have old fillings that are silver, and they can be really dangerous. They leak mercury.
Right.
And removing them requires that very special techniques are taken, and Dr. Dennis Nagata is very proficient in doing that.
That's right.
So anybody who has those old silver fillings should get a consultation with them about what it would take to replace those.
Yeah, and I should mention, Becky, that Dr. Dennis Nagata is our resident dental expert here on the program, and he's been doing it. He stopped using mercury fillings long before most dentists did. I think over 20 years ago, he stopped doing that. And it is more accurately described as mercury fillings, not silver fillings, because 25-35% of the filling itself is mercury, and people
yes,
don't realize
it
that. So, and it does leak on a constant basis. I mean, if your fillings are old enough and you're just from the process of aging and time, things change, and it's not so inert, or it can be, like you said, toxic over a period of time, and it's just cumulative. Mercury, like lead and cadmium and arsenic and other heavy metals, that it's a poison. It's a, we don't have any use for it in our bodies other than causing problems. And so it's good to get that out of your mouth for sure. And Dr. Dennis Nagata is an expert on that. So there's an article on that. And then you have an article on simple suppers, some recipes for the holidays.
Yes, that's really helpful on the holidays to have something that you can put everything in one pan, and these are sheet pans, so it's like a cookie sheet, and you put the food on that, and they've got some great recipes here so that you'll have good leftovers to last a couple of days.
Yeah, you know,
we really love putting recipes in.
Yeah, well, all I can say is, as a bachelor, if it fits in the toaster, I can cook it. That's but that's another program. Anyway, I do make other things other than or besides reservations. I mean, if it does fit in the toaster, I'll prepare it. But that's about it. That's about as fancy as I get. Anyway, there's some good recipes in there. And then you, of course, are still promoting the Blue Zones, which that's the Blue Zones Project is probably the best way of eating. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Michael Clapper, a medical physician, about a very similar plant-based diet. Blue Zones are not only plant-based diets, but they emphasize plants over animals, you know.
They sure do, yes.
And then pet-safe holidays. Excuse me, you have some tips on recipes for your pets.
Not only recipes, but also keeping the dogs or cats calm during the holidays, because it can be very upsetting when you're bringing new things in. Having a lot of people. And then there are some bad foods that happen during the holidays. I know we had one Christmas where I was baking cookies that had raisins in them. And
that's
our
right.
Labrador Retriever, he got up and ate a pound of raisins
in
this
can. Really?
That was quite exciting. Mm. We had to... he was quite the boy. He would get into trouble, we had to have his stomach pumped and do some treatments with some charcoal and that.
Wow.
So definitely the holidays can be dangerous because we're distracted more and there's different foods in the house.
That's right.
And also things like candles and your Christmas decorations, it can all lead to problems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how can people pick up a copy of Natural Awakenings magazine if they want this month's issue?
We are in lots of Safeway, Times, and Long's, and also at all the Jumba Juices, all the libraries, all the YMCAs, and a variety of other locations across
the country. Great. And what is your website, Becky?
It is all spelled out, naturalawakeningshawaii.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I know that you're not going to be in the islands for our January edition, but publicize the January edition. But maybe we can do that remotely, just like we do it over the phone.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We will continue to publish until we hand it over to a new publisher. So definitely we will.
All right.
You can call the same number.
We'll hear from you January 6th of next year, which is just a month away.
It sure is.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Becky and Bud Kowalski from Natural Awakenings Magazine. All right. Next week, our first topic of discussion this information may just help you pick your nose a little easier. That is from a plastic surgeon's catalog of choices, just like Michael Jackson used to do, right? While our guest is not a surgeon herself, she has worked with many surgeons for decades, including the Hollywood surgeons. And I was talking to her recently, and we can't divulge. You'd immediately recognize the names. She's of the doctors who have worked on those people that you've heard about, but we'll have all the inside information you need before making a decision to go under the knife, whether it's for reconstruction, maybe you've had an accident or a disease or trauma, or just a little nip, tuck, or suck to fight the effects of aging or gravity. So that's that'll be next week in the first hour of the program. Then next week at 10 a.m., our herbal medicine expert has some information, lots of information on using a variety of herbs for a variety of applications, be they medicinal, culinary, or holiday-related. So that'll be a treat in the 10 o'clock hour of next week's show. Oh, and I can't forget to tell you about next hour's program. Dr. Jeffrey Burke joins us to discuss alternatives to cannabis and CBD products. Now, a lot of you are using these products, but there are some hazards and concerns that you need to be aware of, and a lot of you are not cognizant of some of these things that are not so positive. And although, you know, they have some benefits, there is some downsides, so we'll talk about those, and we'll talk about benefits that CBD-free products have. There are alternatives to these cannabis-based products, and we'll talk about the legal and political and occupational consequences of using CBD. You know, people say, oh, well, there's no THC, you don't have to worry about that. No, wrong. You can't miss next week, next hour's show, because you got to listen to all this information. It's going to be very valuable for you. All right, straight ahead in the news. Well, some of you are having to jiggle your toilet to your toilet handle to get it to stop. Others are taking pills to get their bowels going. Jiggling pills, that is. We have the full story on that. Also, a mealtime tip that can boost your immunity to bacterial infections. Plus, some not-so-sweet information on sugar and artificial sweeteners. And is screen time bad for young doctors? Details coming up right after this.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by The Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, how about swallowing a pill to get you to jiggle inside, or it jiggles your insides to get your bowels going? I'm not making this up. Capsules that vibrate in the gut may ease constipation. Now, you know, usually the advice is eating more fiber and exercising and taking laxatives. Well, I don't recommend taking laxatives, but it doesn't always work. Well, to address this concern, an Israeli firm, Vibrant, has developed capsules the size of fish oil supplements that vibrate in the large intestines to stimulate contractions that move digestive products along. They tested the capsules in two clinical trials, people with chronic constipation. The bottom line is the participants took the capsules for 8 weeks. Half had the versions that vibrate. The other half had placebos. The vibrating capsule group had twice as many bowel movements per week. It was presented at the annual meeting of American College of Gastroenterology. Well, let me ask you, folks, do we really need to swallow a vibrating pill to get you going, to keep you regular? I mean, usually people don't get results from eating fiber or exercising because they're not eating enough fiber or doing enough exercise. But have these researchers ever heard of lifestyle medicine? You know, staying hydrated, eating enough fiber, moving your body is going to move your bowels just fine. Thank you. Okay. All right. Speaking of digestion, I know a lot of you happen to follow the character Miss Piggy and her diet advice. Oh, you don't know her diet advice? Chew your food twice. Some people only chew their food twice. Well, this mealtime trick can boost your immunity by 300%. Thoroughly chewing food. Oh, what a concept, right? Really. It means chewing it more than twice. Also protects against illness. This is from the National Institutes of Health. This was an animal study, but mice given chewier food produce 3 times more immune cells that protect against bacterial and fungal infections than mice who were fed soft food. According to the researchers, chewing creates small abrasions in the mouth that activate the immune system. So you don't have to chew your food 100 times, but please chew it more than twice. Maybe 20 or 30 times, or at least 10 or 20, basically until it's liquefied. That's a good sign. And don't wash it down with a beverage. You know, when I was growing up, my sister used to do that and always used to drive me nuts for some reason. Okay. All right. I know that it's the month of the year when our sweet tooth kicks in and we, you know, it comes to life and gains its stride. Or if you have more than one, it gains their stride with all the Christmas cookies and candy and cakes and everything, confections. So we're not saying that you can't have any of them, but keep in mind some of these facts, or keep them in the back of your mind at least, when you have a mouthful of sweets in the back of your mouth. extra weight gain. Well, this is having to do with, let me get back to diet soda. First, I'll talk about sugar. Routinely chomping on more than 9 teaspoons of sugar per day, which is what the American Heart Association's suggested maximum daily limit is, has links to diabetes, obesity, and heart disease, and studies show that sugar can also provide fuel for cancer cells. That's not a good thing. Also, know where your sugar lives. You know, most people don't. It's like salt. Most people don't add salt to their food, but 94% of all the sodium you consume is consumed without the salt shaker. It's already in the food, and the added sugar is already in the food, and it lurks in 74% of all packaged foods and fruit juices. 74% of all the things in a supermarket have sugar. In fact, even salt has sugar. It has to do with the flowing agent. Elsewhere, let's see. Eating 25% of your daily calories in sugar can up your chances of heart disease by 50%. We're behind the time. I just looked at the clock, and Dr. Michael Clapper is on the line, I believe. And let me accelerate through these articles here. I'm sure he'll have a few things to say about sugar. It also shortens your lifespan. Sugary diets have been shown to affect a gene tied to longevity, cutting lifespan by an average of 7%. What is that, 5 years off your life? Come on, folks. Is the sweet taste worth it? And then also, artificial sweeteners, extra weight gain from artificial sweeteners. You know, people go that route instead of taking the sugar because they say, oh, artificial sweeteners don't have calories. Well, sucralose, which is probably the most popular one, can promote fat accumulation or production and inflammation after being consumed for less than 2 weeks. Also, smaller brain volumes in diet soda drinkers. They have smaller hippocampus. That's the area of the brain that processes learning and memory. Kind of an important area of the brain, if you ask me, and a higher risk of stroke and dementia. People who drank at least one diet soft drink a day had 3 times the risk of experiencing strokes and dementia. So ditch the diets, or diet soda, that is. All right, let's see. Screen time bad for young doctors. Maybe I'll save that article for next hour. And we have an article on hand washing and hygiene. Oh, let's get to one more article before we take a brief break and then get Dr. Clapper on the line. This is in regards to, well, this is from, you know, I looked into my retrospectroscope to 18 years ago, and this is from the year 2000, a secret nutrient that can help you gain muscle, strengthen your heart, and lose weight. Guess what? It's fat. Cardiologists across the country finally had to face the facts, and face the facts that good fats, like those found in nuts and avocados, can actually help your heart and control cholesterol and, you know, keep your metabolism humming. And then on the other hand, way back then, bad fats, let's see, in July of 2003, the government required that companies list how much trans fats are in their foods and dietary supplements. But it wasn't until 12 years later that the FDA banned fats or bad fats in packaged food. And coming up, we have a medical doctor about good fats, good foods, bad foods, and which foods are really the best for a longer, healthier, and more energetic life. Dr. Michael Clapper, coming up right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Bringing you the next generation of health information. David Snow on your radio. It's your cure for the common radio show. Thanks for staying with us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Dr. Michael Clapper with us over 40 years. He has been a medical physician and has helped thousands of people throughout the world, his patients and readers alike, to enjoy a higher level of health. He's now embarking on a new mission, and that is traveling to medical schools around the country to help awaken young doctors and other health professionals to the key role of their patients, if their patients' diet, that is, as a cause and potential cure of chronic illness. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Clapper. How the health are you?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Health. It's really good to be with you.
Nice to be with you. It's been too many years, and I know I didn't mention this, but you had a radio show of your own for 11 years on Maui. What was the name of it?
I sure did.
I forget the name
of it. That was Sounds of Healing.
Sounds of Healing. K-A-O-I. That's right. On K-A-O-I. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great show. Anyway, before we get into our discussion about plant-powered diets and some of the benefits of going not only vegetarian, but just, you know, eating more plants than animals, I want you and our listeners to know, Dr. Clapper, that in the interest of eating more plant-based foods and avoiding animal foods with respect to, you know, ethical and environmental as well as health concerns, I personally have decided to give up eating animal cookies. I mean, it was a hard decision, but I feel it was the right one. You know, when I looked at that giraffe and lion and bear and the elephant and the eyes, I had to put the animal box cookie down, or cookie box down rather. Hey, by the way, being as you are a medical expert on vegetarian nutrition, tell us, is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat a meat-eating plant? You know, there's those Venus flytraps and pitcher plants that eat insects and other living things with legs or wings. But would that be a wrong thing to do for a vegetarian, to eat a meat-eating plant? Have you ever been asked for that? I'm trying to stump you.
I know. A fascinating thought. I can't imagine how that would eat a flytrap really taste. I imagine those spikes get stuck going down the throat.
I read an article where it's refreshing people in the tropics where they grow. It's kind of a refreshing treat to eat those plants. I guess it is hydrating or whatever. You know, it's kind of juicy.
Yeah, they're succulent. Yeah,
right,
but
succulent.
But you know, right, we're having fun with the topic, but it does bring up an important question. I'm getting a cross in the back. There seems to be another voice track in the back.
Oh, okay. Let me see if
I can hear that.
Okay. We can't hear it on our end, but in a few minutes we'll call you back on a different line. But go ahead with your thought.
Okay. All right. The thought is that, you know, people talk about this. Well, how about, you know, don't, aren't you causing death by eating plants? You know, isn't as bad as eating
animals. Right, I've heard that,
and
yeah.
The issue, and the issue isn't killing plants. The issue is suffering. And plants have no nervous system. I've never heard a carrot scream. And I don't think Venus flytraps scream either. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know if you walk across a lawn with a and your bare feet, you don't feel bad about it, stepping on the green grass. But mm-hmm. if there was a pen full of baby chickens, you wouldn't feel great about walking across that in your bare feet. There's a fundamental difference between people that things that suffer and things that don't. Mm-hmm. And that's the real issue here. And I think... dealt with that.
No, that's
and I think
good point.
Yeah, sorry about that. So people shouldn't feel bad about eating plants, no matter what the plant ate. It's still a plant, and it still doesn't suffer when you eat it.
Right, so, right.
It'd be okay to eat Venus flytraps from the ethical point of view.
Okay, Dr. Clapper, we're going to take a bottom of the hour break for station ID, and we're going to get a clearer line for you on your end, since you say you're hearing some feedback. And
I was able to correct that. There was on my end.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we need to take a break anyway for the station ID.
Okay.
So when we come back, I want to ask you about how lay people, as well as your patients, can benefit by eating more plants than animals. And what about the Blue Zones diet? How does that fit in with the diet recommendations that you have as a medical physician? Also, health professionals, what is the biggest stumbling block or maybe the biggest area of ignorance that they have when it comes to diets and disease? Because I know you have already traveled to several medical universities and teaching schools. And then we'll talk about your educational videos. There's one, Salt, Sugar, and Oil, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as well as an article on fasting. I want to ask you about diets, too, intermittent fasting and the keto diet, the paleo diet, and others. So much more information to come here on Diet and Nutrition with Dr. Michael Clapper, medical physician extraordinaire. Back after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. What's better for your heart, running or weightlifting? There's a surprising new finding. What percentage of Americans don't do any kind of exercise? Shocking new data from the CDC. And what to eat that's good for your brain. All coming up in my health report. It's in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he.
Thank you very much. It is Mr. Snow on your radio. Hey, two ways to drop pounds, eat green and earn green. Okay, let me give you the details. An all-veggie diet can knock off almost 14 pounds compared with 7 pounds for those on a regular weight loss meal plan that included meat. Also, earning green to drop pounds. Monetary motivation can aid weight loss efforts. You may have heard this. This was during a four-month study. Subjects were paid to keep pounds off, and those who did lost twice as much weight as the control group, although, you know, I've heard that once the pay is period or once the payday is over, the compliance and success rate after the pay period pretty much wanes. And so eating green to lose weight in the long run is probably the way to go. All right, back to our guest, Dr. Michael Clapper, talking about eating green. And speaking before, Dr. Clapper, before we get back to talking about different diets, here's speaking of green, here's Nature's Energizer, some information on chlorophyll. Do you do a green drink, for instance, in the morning, or what do you do as far as, do you just eat a green salad? Is that how you get your greens?
Right. Green is my favorite color. I was a kid, and as I grew up and became a scientist, now I understand why. And absolutely, green. Our diet should be based around greens. And I occasionally will have a green smoothie in the morning, but we're usually big green fan. We eat big green salads every day and big plates of kale and chard and broccoli and Brussels sprouts. And so there's at least one big green salad, one big helping of greens going down our gullets.
Oh, okay. So that's your that's the key to your nickname. I know your nickname is Dr. K. So does that K stand for kale?
Very good.
I'm just saying. Okay. Very well, I have an article. This is from... let's see, where's this article from? Anyway, it talks about chlorophyll, the plant pigment that gives vegetables their bright green color, but it says it can reduce fatigue in 80% of women within 5 days because it stimulates the production of ATP, which is your cell's powerhouse. You know, it's a compound that helps muscle and brain cells repair and refuel. And then also that helps to rev up thyroid function, which a lot of women, as well as other people, have problems with. And the chlorophyll-rich diet, they say, has been shown to help women triple their energy and lose up to 3 pounds a week, and that's because of the alkalizing effects of chlorophyll, which neutralize the thyroid-damaging acidic wastes, and it helps to speed metabolism. So can you speak on that?
Yeah, that's a really important study. And yes, there's magic in the greens there, but it all, you know, on a biochemical level. But stepping back on a bigger scope, it validates two important points. One, you know, we have the same digestive system, basically, that our gorilla and bonobo cousins up in the trees have, and they're eating leaves and fruit. And that's basically what our digestive system is designed to run on. And this study is saying, you know, packing your intestinal tract full of something leafy and green every day, like our simian cousins do, really is true to our nature, and our body thrives on that. So the fuel itself is really vitalizing. And also, if you're eating big helpings of dark green leafy vegetables, et cetera, you're probably not also eating donuts and cookies and things that are just fat and sugar. And changing your diet in that direction, eliminating the toxic foods, and loading up on these dark green leafies, I'm not surprised you get a big boost in energy levels and thyroid function, et cetera. It's a validation from our bodies and the universe about what we're really supposed to be eating. And when we obey natural laws, we benefit from
it. Now, there is one green product I advise people against, or I advise them not to eat, and that's green beans. Do you know what kind of green beans that I advise people not to eat?
What, the large green fava or lima beans? Or
No, the green jelly beans.
Gotcha.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay. So let me take issue with you, Doctor, because you just mentioned about our ancestral link to other animals or mammals. What about the paleo diet? You know, people say, well, we were meant to, you know, our caveman diets, that's what we're really meant to eat. And what about that? What's the connection there?
Yeah, well, the truth is we weren't, and that's what these diseases are about. If you have a gasoline-burning engine and you start putting diesel fuel, kerosene, into the gas tank, it's going to start running rough, and the spark plugs will fall, and eventually the engine seizes up. And that's the issue with these paleo diets. We are herbivorous burning creatures, or herbivore animals. And you can put in, you can put a few drops of diesel fuel in your gas tank, nothing bad is going to happen. But you start putting more and more, the same thing, you add more and more flesh to the human diet, and arteries start to clog up, and tissues become inflamed, and insulin receptors get clogged up, and people go diabetic, and colon cancer starts. This is a disease, this is a diet of death, and these people, unfortunately, are going to find out the hard way about it. You may feel initially better because you've, again, eliminated the dairy and the oils
and the sugar products,
which the paleo, and the sugar, which the paleo folks promote, which I agree with, you're going to feel better. But in the long term, this diet is a recipe for heart attacks and strokes and colon cancers and autoimmune diseases and type 2 diabetes. I urge people to not be seduced. I don't care how good that steak tastes in your mouth. This is not the diet we were meant to eat. And I've already seen 2 colon cancers in paleo folks. And I don't think it's going to be the last I'm going to see. This is not the natural diet of humans. And no matter what the initial effects on your weight or cholesterol level may be, as time goes on, you're going to see that this is not the natural diet for humans and it spawns diseases. So beware, okay. Big flashing red lights on paleo diets, as
all
far
right.
as I'm concerned.
Okay, I think you gave us a subtle hint as to what your opinion is on that. now, what made you change as a medical physician? What made you change your perspective? I mean, from the classical medical model of the SAD diet, the standard American diet that they teach in medical school, if they teach it at all. I remember when I first started this show, only 24 of the 125 medical schools even offered a course in nutrition. But now I know it's improved since then, but still it has a lot more room for improvement, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. They're still teaching the same old meat and dairy lines from the animal folks. And this guarantees business for the doctors, but it doesn't really get people healthy. And we can talk about my work in the medical schools in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
But you asked about what made me change. Oh, I was a resident in anesthesiology working on the cardiovascular anesthesia service in Vancouver in the 80s. And day after day, I'm putting people to sleep and watching surgeons open up their chests and pull out of their arteries this yellow, greasy duct that looked like chicken fat. And I realized one day it is chicken fat.
Yeah, it is chicken fat.
Cow fat and pig fat and the fat of every other slow animal that was walking past this patient's table when they had a fork in their hand. And my dad was showing signs of clogged arteries. I knew I was going to be laying on that operating table with that Stryker saw going up my sternum. And I said, no, thank you. I didn't want to do that. And so I changed to a plant-based diet. And within 12 weeks, a 20-pound spare tire of fat melted off my waist.
Wow.
My high blood pressure went down. My high cholesterol level normalized. I
my gosh.
Great waking up in a nice, lean, light body every day, and I realized I was getting the big message here, and I haven't looked back since.
That's
and,
great.
We are plant-burning creatures.
Okay, now, since you mentioned chicken, Dr. Clapper, I just wanted to make it clear to the audience because a lot of people still don't know this, but chicken has within 10% as much cholesterol as beef. A lot of people say, oh, well, I only eat chicken or, you know, poultry instead. I don't eat red meat or pork. While you might get less saturated fat and calories, you're still getting virtually the same amount of cholesterol. For people that wanting to cut down on cholesterol, you know, chicken. And by the way, the chicken skin is more the fat. People say, I don't eat the skin because they automatically associate that with cholesterol. The cholesterol's in the muscle tissue. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. And these are not your grandmother's chickens. These animals have been genetically modified
to
put on as much fat into their tissue as rapidly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions about chicken being lean meat, remember the last time you watched anybody make chicken soup and what floats up to the top?
That's right.
This layer of fat
that
floats up to the top. You know, that's the truth of chicken. Plus, I realized that all the contaminating chemicals they feed these birds, the antibiotics and the pesticides and the herbicides on the grains and the growth promoters, these are all fat-soluble molecules. They wind up in that fat
Precisely. That
you're eating with that finger-licking good chicken. The reason it's so tender and melty in your mouth is from all the fat.
It's the fat,
all these fat-soluble molecules of antibiotics and pesticides. Yeah, to look at chicken flesh as health food really is doing yourself a disservice. It's one of the worst, most contaminated, fattiest, disease-producing foods of all the flesh foods.
And one of the foods that produces almost more foodborne illness than almost any other food, too, because of the salmonella. The chickens naturally harbor salmonella and, all the others, maybe not listeria so much, but, all the different different bacteria strains.
E. coli,
that,
sure.
Yeah, E. coli, et cetera. So,
Dr. Greger makes it very clear that just the act of bringing a chicken carcass into your kitchen automatically contaminates the cutting boards and the knives and the sinks, and you've got this bacteria on all the surfaces that now your fresh vegetables come in contact with. These dead bird carcasses are really dangerous. They don't really belong in a modern kitchen.
You know, let me just let me just go off script here, but it has to do with what you just mentioned about poultry. And this was an article I didn't get to in the Health Hotline News, but it was on hand washing to avoid foodborne illness. Here's a new study from the United States Department of Agriculture. They found that just 3% of 383 subjects followed all recommendations or recommended hand washing practices. And they say the most common hand washing error observed in the study is not rubbing your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, followed by not washing hands well or at all after handling raw poultry. And that is so important, you know, and a lot of having, you know, with Thanksgiving just having passed, a lot of people, they do everything wrong when it comes to preparing the turkey. And we don't have time to get into cutting boards and all that. But it's one of the major sources of foodborne illness. So that in itself is a reason enough to avoid poultry. But let's move on. What about shifting gears now? What about the Blue Zones diet? Is your diet in pretty much parallel with the Blue Zones diet, Daniel Buettner from National Geographic?
Yes, absolutely, except these are the zones around the world where people
live the longest and healthiest.
Live the longest and healthiest lives. And when you look at that, they all have some commonalities, and basically they're all living lives in supportive communities. They're all doing physical work every day. They go out to the garden, they harvest their vegetables, and they're living on basically plant-based diets.
Right.
And they're all eating the garden vegetables, lots of greens. If there is any meat at all, it's a rarity, once a week or so.
Uh-huh.
I don't even do that, being an ethical vegan. But other than that, yes, I eat pretty much a Blue Zone diet.
Okay.
And to the folks who are concerned about Dr. Stephen Gundry's fear that he instilled, don't eat legumes, don't eat lectins. Ooh, those lectins will get you.
Right.
The truth is, the common food that every one of those Blue Zone folks eat are legumes. They're all eating beans and lentils.
And tomatoes. Yeah, and the tomatoes,
and
too.
And tomatoes, too.
Right, right.
And so, again, more of that matter.
Okay.
We are meant to eat plants.
Yeah, that's for sure. Dr. Clapper, we need to take one last break to keep the lights on here in the studio. And when we come back, I want to ask you about what you're doing with health professionals across the nation, also Plant Pure Communities and Moving Medicine Forward, your program with doctors. And then we'll give information out about how people can get your videos, including the one on fasting and the salt, sugar, and oil, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, talking today with Dr. Michael Clapper. And we will be back with more information for your good health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where
the one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy. Hey, a reminder, next hour, Dr. Jeffrey Burke joins us to highlight the hazards of CBD and some CBD and cannabis-free ways to treat a variety of ailments that you may be using CBD for. Also in our fitness file feature, how strength training can prevent diabetes and matters of sexual health. A condom that lubricates itself, and of course we'll have the Funny Bone Pharmacy as well as Dick Allgaier's health report a little later in next hour's program. So stay tuned all 2 hours long if you can. If you can't, you can always listen to our rebroadcast of the show tonight here on AM 690 or FM 94.3 at 9 p.m., so 9 to 11 p.m. This evening on the station you're listening to right now. All right, continuing our conversation with Dr. Michael Clapper. And Dr. Clapper, let's talk about your videos. How can people get your videos, and tell us what they are and how people can obtain those?
Oh, well, very simple. Just go to my website. You can watch them there. Go to drclapper.com, and it's all spelled out, no spaces, DOCTORKLAPER, one P in Clapper, .com. And then click on videos, and you'll see there's a lot of free videos there. There's some videos for rent as well. And you can watch ones, as you mentioned, on salt, sugar, and oil, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We take folks through a tour of their digestive system in Digestion Made Easy. We have one on fasting, a very topical subject these days, fasting, ancient therapies with modern uses. We have one, Understanding Your Laboratory Results. When you get that result sheet back from that, what do all those numbers mean? What SGOT and SGPT and hemoglobin? Well, we go through them line by line. Here's what these numbers mean. Here's what you should worry about. Here's what you should not worry about. And I've got one, Sense and Nonsense in Nutrition. We talk about colonics and gallbladder flushes and those kind of things. So lots of good videos people can watch. Again,
great.
Go to drclapper.com and click on videos.
All right. Now, tell us what you're doing for the medical community, Moving Medicine Forward. Give us the details on that program.
Right. Well, as I think everybody knows, the most glaring, appalling shortcoming of our noble healing profession of medicine is that doctors don't know anything about nutrition. We're not taught anything about it. We don't have respect for the subject. And most doctors are eating the same stuff themselves. They're eating their burgers and their pizzas. But meanwhile, the reason why their patients are sitting in front of them, obese, clogged up, hypertensive, diabetic, is from what they're eating. It's from the standard Western diet that causes all this inflammation and clogging of arteries, et cetera. And to, in this day and age, knowing what we know, to be practicing medicine as if what our patients are eating has no effect on these diseases, it's not honest medicine. And we are doing a disservice to our patients. We have no right to withhold the information from them that a whole food plant-based diet will promptly arrest and usually reverse the obesity and the diabetes and the high blood pressure and the autoimmune diseases. You know, these diseases are caused by these animal-based, high-fat, high-sugar processed diet foods. And when you go to the foods we're meant to be eating, run a whole food plant-based diet, lots of soups and salads and greens and vegetable stews through your intestines, then the body becomes normal. The obesity melts away and the arteries open up, high blood pressure comes down, the diabetes clears out, the joints stop hurting, the skin clears up, the migraines go away, and people turn back into normal, healthy people who don't need the services of people like us. And the first and second year med students need to hear this before pharmacosclerosis sets in their brain. I'm going to the very
like
medical
that. Pharmacosclerosis, okay. All right.
Yeah. And I'm giving these young folks the lectures I wish someone had given me 50 years ago. that, you know, it's nice to learn about smallpox and typhoid, but that's not what you're going to be seeing. You're going to be seeing degenerative diseases from what your patients are eating.
Yeah.
And you owe them the information that a whole food plant-based diet will reverse these diseases, and to withhold that is dishonest medicine. And so I'm going around giving that lecture to various medical schools and working with students who are nutritionally aware at these schools to set up nutrition interest groups to every week to talk about a nutrition-based case, to Skype in and give them counseling and to talk to them about how to handle their patients from a nutritional point of view. I want to create a nutritional awakening among the Western medical education.
But do you think that's going to cut down on their business? I mean, that come on, it's like telling a dentist not to eat or a dentist telling you not to eat sugar. It's going to affect their business.
Right. There's always going to be, well, it's a serious business, and you're right, and some earnings will go down in some of this acute care medicine, but it needs to. And that medicine, that money should be rechanneled to get doctors out into the community doing preventive counseling. You're right. All the medicine has to change. And this disease-oriented model is going to undergo some changes. And you're right. We may have too many cardiologists doing acute care medicine. And we'll need fewer of them, but they'll go into congenital heart disease or something else.
Right. The aging of the population. Yeah, the aging of the population is still going to require doctors for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. There can't be an excuse to keep doing this inefficient and dishonest kind of medicine we're practicing now.
Mm-hmm.
You bet medicine's going to change, and it needs to. We're practicing 1950s medicine, and it's time to yard our profession into the 21st century, and it starts with asking your patient what they ate yesterday.
Okay, when you
shut up and listen to the answer.
Okay, sorry to interject. We only have a minute left. With health professionals you've talked to across the nation, what is their biggest source of ignorance when it comes to diet and nutrition or diet and disease?
Yeah, they say we haven't learned anything about it, and I like my steak, and I don't want to stop eating it, and I don't really believe there's been enough research, but there certainly have. If they take the time to look, and they punch in diet and colitis and diet and hypertension, they will see the research absolutely has been done.
If
people want to learn more about this campaign and how to support it, go to my website, drclapper.com, and click on Moving Medicine Forward.
Okay.
That's the name of our campaign, and you can learn about what we're doing and how you can support it.
Great. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Michael Clapper, K-L-A-P-1-P-E-R. Thank you so much. It's been too long. We'll have to have you back next year for sure.
It would be an honor, David. I really appreciate your great work.
Yeah, and likewise, keep it up and keep us updated on your travels to all the medical universities around the nation. So thank you doing what you do. All right, there goes Dr. Michael Clapper. And again, drclapper.com, just like our website, Dr. Health Radio. You spell it the word doctor, so doctorklaper.com. All right, when we come back, as I mentioned, we'll have Dr. Jeffrey Burke talking in the second hour about highlighting some of the concerns that you need to know about with CBD. A lot of you are using these CBD products because, well, it's like medical marijuana, but there's no THC. Well, don't be so sure. There's still traces, and there's some other concerns you need to be aware of. And then there's some alternatives you may not be aware of, CBD-free ways using plant extracts to treat the variety of ailments that work just as good, if not better, than the CBD products. So we will have that for you, as well as all of our regular features next hour. So stay tuned for hour number two after the top of the hour Fox News. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.